On Monday, Reince Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Committee, unveiled the results of what essentially amounted to a postmortem of last year's presidential race. It concluded at least part of what happened was the party's failure to reach minority voters, with 71% of Hispanics backing Obama. Priebus seems particularly focused on the rapidly growing Hispanic population, with a report saying the GOP, quote, must embrace and champion comprehensive immigration reform. But Republican State Senator Don Shooter said he's not convinced.
The basic platforms of the Republican Party actually appeal to all Americans. You know, I've said that before. I mean, we all want a decent education for our kids. We all want a good paying job. We all want to live in peace and security.
And Representative Steve Smith said it would be a mistake for Republicans to cave on issues of immigration.
What I tell people is you need to stand on your principles. And when you walk into the Hispanic community, what are they, by and large, I don't like stereotyping, but what do people like? God, family, pro-life, pro-traditional marriage. Boy, that sounds like a lot like our platform.
Smith also said Republicans should not spend too much time looking at immigration to chase the Latino vote. He said no Republican presidential contender ever got more than 40% of the Hispanic vote, even after the last immigration reform and amnesty under President Reagan. But House Speaker Andy Tobin said the party cannot ignore the issue of immigration any more than ignoring other issues has proven a winner for the GOP.
You know, if we have an immigration crisis, we need to take a leadership role and say, here's our solution. In this case, I think you could argue that we didn't have a solution for Obamacare other than we hate Obamacare. That's a mistake.
Representative Steve Montenegro, the lone Hispanic Republican in the legislature, said immigration is an important issue to the community. But he said it's not the only one. And he said simply having the GOP come around on the issue of comprehensive immigration reform will not suddenly create believers.
The Hispanic community, we are not a one-issue community. So if we label them as such, it could actually backfire to be seen we triumphed over the Republican Party rather than they quote-unquote care. So we have to make sure that we're leveling with them eye to eye, heart to heart, on the various issues that do matter to them.
GOP political strategist Chuck Coughlin said rhetoric matters when appealing to voters. And he said that in Arizona, it has at times been unnecessarily over the top and focused on the wrong issues.
We are vilifying people seeking opportunity in America. Well, in Arizona, that does have an overwhelming effect on the public infrastructure out here, rather than creating legalized trade, which is what we should be doing.
Governor Jan Brewer called it unfortunate that her party has been unable to attract Hispanic voters in Arizona. But Brewer, who has been an outspoken and often televised critic of the Obama administration on border policy, said she's not willing to tone down her own comments about what she says is an insecure border, which allows more and more individuals to cross illegally.
I want to be part of the solution, but I'm not going to, abandon my principles either. I believe that we're a nation of laws. We believe in the rule of law.
As to the issue of immigration and the GOP, the governor said it will stop being a political issue when the border is finally secure. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.